Stop itching, my mother commands tersely. Her fingers grip the steering wheel tightly, and instead of the radio that is usually playing in the car, there is only silence. Even at 7 years old, I can tell that she is annoyed, but mostly, she is worried. I stare down at my slender, bony wrists. Even though it is October, I am wearing only a tank top and shorts. I cannot bear the weight of actual fabric on my skin, and even this little amount is torture. I grit my teeth. I can feel my face flush, and a sheen of sweat starts to form on my forehead. I want to do as my mom says, but my skin is on fire. I need to scratch. I stare at my legs, two skinny toothpicks. They, like the rest of my body, are covered in red, angry welts. I've had this rash for 3 days, 72 hours. During that time, I have slept for maybe 10 of them, and my parents have survived on even less. No one knows what this is. Not my pediatrician, and not the doctors at Dornbecker Hospital. Nothing has helped. I've had 3 shots of different medicines, exactly 3 more than I like. They put some kind of lotion and then a cream on the rash. I screamed in agony and threw up because it hurt so bad. So far, everything has just made it worse. I am trying not to cry. I have cried so much these last few days that my throat hurts and my eyes sting in the corners where the tears came out. I feel like the pictures I've seen of the deserts in Africa, empty except for miles and miles of sand that go on forever. That's how I feel on the inside, like 1,000 pounds of sand. On the outside, all I want to do is itch. One of the doctors from the hospital has told us to go to another doctor in North Portland, a special doctor. This doctor only knows about skin, and now my mom and I are driving there in the quiet car where I only hear my own heartbeat and my mother's occasional muttering of swear words under her breath because of the traffic. When we get to the address, I see that it is a normal office building, white and gray. This place doesn't look all that special. In fact, it looks pretty shabby compared to the hospital and my own pediatrician's fun and fancy office that even has a fish tank. We park the car near the entry and climb out of our seats. I am slow and deliberate. Come on, Rin, my mom says, a little calmer now that we've arrived. She reaches out and then pulls her hand back. If no one touches me, the rash is only itchy. If someone tries to do something else with it, even brush up against it, the rash gets angry and hurts me, like it's mad at someone else touching me. My mom opens the door, and we walk up a flight of rickety stairs and end up in a hallway. She is looking for the name of the doctor on one of the doors. When she finds it, she opens it swiftly, and we move inside. There is a small waiting room and a lady sitting at a desk behind thick glass. This is the same kind of thing that I have seen at our bank. The people who give out the money sit behind a clear wall like this. Maybe this doctor really is special. My mom does not seem to notice this. She is giving the lady our name. She is talking faster than normal. I hear the lady say through the tiny holes in the wall that our visit is covered by Dornbecker Hospital. My mother doesn't understand.
This is free?
She asks. Her accent is thicker now, the way it usually gets when she's excited. She is Swedish. I speak Swedish too. Why is my mom arguing about paying? Who cares? Let me in there behind the thick wall where the special medicine is so I can stop feeling like this.
Don't I have to fill out some forms or something?
I sigh and look at a particularly large welt on my right hand. The hospital sent everything over. Let's just get Rin in to see the doctor right away, the woman explains calmly. Poor thing. She really looks bad.
Yes, Mom snips. Of course she does. It's just so unusual to not have to deal with paperwork.
I know this tone. This is the tone that makes me go to my room on my own without being told to.
Well, it seems like your daughter has a very unusual rash, the lady says while smiling at me.
She's trying to be friendly, but I don't like her smile. It's too big. I hear a buzzing sound and a door opens. The lady ushers us inside past her desk and into an exam room. I do not want to sit. Sitting hurts. I stand in the middle of the room.
You okay?
My mom asks. I just nod my head. I'm too tired to talk. After about 5 minutes, the door opens. It is not the doctor, but the lady again. She has a mug in her hand.